From the GPB Newsroom, good Tuesday, I'm Ricky Bevington. Testing for COVID-19 is about to ramp up in Georgia. Governor Brian Kemp has tapped laboratories within the University System of Georgia, the Georgia Public Health Laboratory, and Emory University to do more testing. Those labs will process over 3,000 samples per day. According to Politico, several states near Georgia with smaller populations have actually done more total tests. That includes Tennessee and Louisiana. Emory University, meanwhile, is also seeking participants for a clinical trial of a COVID-19 vaccine. The Atlanta school is the first in the nation to do a test. Emory is looking for 45 people aged 18 to 55 who do not have chronic diseases or health conditions that affect the immune system. The vaccine could be available to the public in about a year. Chatham County will start taking visitors' temperatures at its airport, bus, and train stations for symptoms of COVID-19. If a person is running a high fever, they'll go through additional screening for symptoms of the deadly virus. Chatham Emergency Management Agency Director Dennis Jones says officials hope to set up the checkpoints in the coming days, but first they need personal protective equipment.
It has been ordered. Some of it will be here within the next few days. Other parts of that, or critical parts of that, will be toward the end of the week.
Further down the coast, Camden County has limited travel to people who live or work in the county and has set up checkpoints at highway exits to enforce restrictions. And tributes continue to come in on social media for the late civil rights icon, Reverend Dr. Joseph Lowery. Lowery passed away Friday at the age of 98. The Lowery family is planning a small private service for now, but the public will have a chance to say goodbye. In a statement posted on the website of the Joseph and Evelyn Lowery Institute, family members said that because of the coronavirus pandemic, a larger public memorial will be held in late summer or early fall. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.